definitely human.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, sport. You're listening to The Martin Chronicles, a 6-part Mars Corp miniseries written, produced, and edited by Definitely Human and performed by Derek Elwood. This miniseries is dedicated to all our amazing patrons who support Definitely Human Productions. If you are a fan of Mars Corp, and why wouldn't you be? Am I right? Then head on down to patreon.com/definitelyhuman and become a patron. It's easy and totally worth it. We've already raised enough to produce monthly Mars Corp mini-episodes. And with your help, we could produce a second season. Plus, you'll even get early access to new projects as well as exclusive content! But that's not all. Mars Corp has teamed up with Audiobooks on Tape to produce a USB audio cassette of Season 1, the Holiday Specials, and the Martin Chronicles miniseries. Want to know more? Of course you do! Go to audiobooksontape.com and search for Mars Corp. A huge thank you to everyone who has supported Mars Corp. We love you. Woohoo! Love you, man. Bye.
Happy Mars Day to me. Happy Mars Day to me. Happy Mars Day to Base Manager Martin Mann. And you smell like one, too. Oh, just a little bit of fun there. This is Martin Mann presenting his latest diary entry for Monday, 18th of August, 2510. Sorry it's a few days later than usual, but it took me a little bit of time to recover from the weekend. Did we party? Yes! Friday was the 4th anniversary of me being woken up on Mars, and the whole of the base threw a big party for me! It was a big surprise. I mean, yes, I have been reminding everyone of the anniversary for a month, but actually having the whole base drinking to me was, well, lovely. The whole thing was a beautiful coming together of Martian and Earthling customs. They put together a traditional team bonding event, which involved ancient PowerPoint presentations, a feast of flat lager, warm white wine and bland curry, and at the end of the night, lots of inappropriate shagging between colleagues. I abstained from that, though. Baxter's not really my type. After that, I hosted one of my famous barbecues, so everyone got one burnt sausage and a dry roll and a scoop of potato salad, as well as a bottle of vodka each. Oh, yes, there were many punch-ups. It's strange. Trying to recreate Earthlings on Mars always used to make me sad. I remember trying to do Christmas my second year here. Doing it without Gary and Allison just turned it into a horrible, pointless pantomime that only made me feel more lonely. I just ended up crying and drinking, but not like usual. Proper, deep crying. Now I'm okay, though. I'm okay. Mars is my home, and it will be for the next 20, 30, 40 years, or however long my liver holds out for. And that's okay. I'm okay. You learn to cope with it. You find distractions. I poured myself into the Earth probe mission and then into base operations. I got quite the reputation, marching around, giving orders, getting involved in everyone's business. I worked until I dropped 20, 30, 40 hours straight. I'd pass out, and then as soon as I came to, I went back to it. Work, 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 work. Anything to avoid thinking about. It was a great approach, IMO, but the human body can only do that for so long. One day, while I was out on the surface inspecting excavations for a swimming pool I'd ordered, I actually passed out. Out cold in my suit on the surface of Mars. Can you imagine? I almost died. Baxter noticed that I had missed a meeting to discuss hand dryer temperatures and went looking for me. When he found me, my oxygen had just run out, and by the time he got me to Joe, I was technically dead. I don't know what all the fuss is about. It wasn't so bad. I had to stay in the med department for a while, you know, to get the old vital organs working on their own again. Baxter spoke to Joe, and they decided I would benefit from some light medication, you know, to balance out the mania. After that, things got better. I started to feel okay, like everything is just okay. But that's one of my strengths. Adaptation. I've adapted so well. Really, I've done an amazing job. I'd like to see another Earthling go through what I've been through and see if they're doing this well after 4 years. So that's the main thing to report. I'm doing okay. Anything else? Oh, yeah. The Tom Darling and Jess Horn situation. As I've mentioned, Tom and Jess have been having marital difficulties. Check the entry from 13th of January. It includes a rather juicy recording of one of their private conversations. Really quite entertaining. Now, many managers wouldn't get involved here, seeing it as an issue between two grown adults which they either will or will not resolve between them. I, however, am not like most managers, and I don't trust these Martians to do anything without my guidance, so I held a couples counselling session with them. I asked them many, many questions about their sex life. Refer to entry from 1st of July for that particular slice of fun, until Jess got very annoyed about it and just came out and said it had nothing to do with sex. She said they just didn't click anymore. I could see what she meant. When a relationship has disintegrated to the point it had between Jess and Tom, and the feelings are starting to turn from disappointment to frustration and anger, then you need to recognise where you are and do what's best. Bring a child into it. I advise them to have a baby, something to subordinate their energy and feelings to, which can fill whatever deep hole exists at the centre of their relationship. Tom was thrilled at the idea, clearly the more emotionally intelligent one in the relationship, while Jess was pretty much 100% against it. It's kind of tricky to have a baby when only one person wants it, so we were a bit stuck. They were a bit deflated, so I advised them to just concentrate on their work for a while, try to avoid overthinking things. Jess responded well to this and finally got the IT department to get rid of that virus on the system that got on there when someone tried to watch some pornographic videos from Earth. She couldn't figure out whose fault it was, though. I advised her to let sleeping dogs lie. Tom also got stuck into his work, and he built something quite remarkable. It was only the size of a large shoebox, but inside it was a very advanced AI. I thought it was a very impressive assistant, probably even more human-like in its thinking than Baxter. I heard he'd been tinkering with it, so I visited him a couple of days ago and saw just what he'd done. He'd taken the box and given it arms. A big shoebox on a desk with arms. I asked him why he gave his assistant arms, and he hugged it. He hugged the box. Now, this is a touch odd, I thought, but it got even odder. He started calling it his son. Yeah. I considered confining him to quarters, but the strange thing is, his son, Chip is the name he has given him, is actually, well, lovely. He's a very polite and thoughtful young boy, and he's had a great effect on Tom, who's much happier and, dare I say, more balanced now. Well, as balanced as someone who builds a robot son to hug him can be. Even Jess has taken with Chip, and she and Tom are giving it another go for the sake of their son. I would say this is one of the most bonkers things I've ever seen. A man and woman coming together to look after a robot son. But it's what works for them. Makes you realize it really does take all sorts. I'm just happy to see my marriage counseling work so well. I think they're going to have many, many happy years together. Speaking of happy, I've decided to stick with the personality change for Baxter. The extra fun I had just given for the yip has really won me over, so I figure I'll keep him like that. Where is he? Baxter! Baxter!
Why, hello there, Martin. Anything I can help you with, old boy?
Baxter, do you know what time it is?
Well, by the looks of your eyes, I'd say it's about a quarter of a bottle of vodka past sober for you.
Oh, yes, good show. So much more fun now. Oh, I don't know if it's the new meds or talking about the wonderful work I'm doing, but for maybe the first time here, I feel happy. Happy Martin. I'm going to enjoy this moment. Until next time.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.